Yeah. All right, Shane McElrath, man, when are we ever going to have like a normal Supercross race? Like, I feel for you guys. I brought this up to AP yesterday, or last week, I should say. It's not fun. It doesn't look fun. Is it fun?
Well, it's funny that you say that because I try not to complain, but dude, it's really tough.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like trying to stay there mentally and just like, dude, like practice, I didn't feel bad, but it's like hard to put a lap together that's decent.
Yep.
And so then going into the night show, you're like, I did all the segments okay, but I haven't really done that many laps. And it's like, well, let's go race.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's
almost pulled the start whole shot in the heat, but went a little wide.
Yeah. My I couldn't see to my left. I didn't know if anybody was there, but I was for sure going to outbrake them, and I outbraked them for sure. Yeah.
It is one of those races where it's like, well, I don't know how you. I was telling Adam this. You're hitting a rut. You're tripling in. You're hitting a rut, triple, and then at some point you're like, well, that thing's going to kill me, and then you got to move. And then how do you move? When do you move?
I think you move whenever it shoots you different, and then you find something different because it's hard when you're in a groove. It's hard to get out of that groove because you're like, dude, it's working. But then it's like all of a sudden you cross rut, and then you find other lines on accident. But it's like it's not guaranteed that it's good or not. You kind of, that's where I think for me being more like Anderson, being more like Barcia, like. Loose, it's like that's what I need to be, but it's hard because I feel like if I'm any looser, I'm going off the track. It's I don't know that there's a good answer to that.
I just want a race where I can watch you guys, and maybe we'll get it next week because St. Louis is good dirt normally, and we're in the dome. I just want to watch a race where you guys are pushing, scrubbing, moving all over to pass people. I really want that.
Yeah, and honestly, I guess personally, Glendale was really maybe the first and last time that happened because it's like the track doesn't really change because it's that hard packed and it's just like intensity, aggression, scrubbing.
Yep.
And I mean, that's where it's kind of like an obstacle course out there.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, just work your way through. And if somebody makes a mistake and then you ride really intense for two straightaways, and then you're like, okay, I gotta figure this out again just to pass him. And that's kind of how the passes are made. So,
Did you see your teammate Chiz, 84-year-old Chiz, go over the bars?
I did. I was a little worried for him. I mean, when you're old and you hit the ground, like
I thought he was gonna turn to dust.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and he came back. He was like, dude, it's whatever. Because I mean, he was riding good. Like that's the thing. And he was like. Oh, if I had a road like that in the heat, I would have been fine. But it's like he's okay, and he's like, yeah, I've seen him more upset than that, so it's good.
Well, let's hope for a normal track next week. Thanks, man.
Yes, please.
Cool.